Time for this week's Bidenomics. And for that, we want to bring in Rick Newman, as we do every week on Friday. And Rick, it's been a busy week for Biden, really for D.C., because take a look at a couple of different stories. Started out the week a little bit rough with some of those off-year election cycles, looking like Republicans were gaining some momentum. But then here we are on Friday, wrapping up the week, and it looks like we could potentially see a legislative win in the House for Biden. So how does all this stack up?
Well, let's start with this morning's jobs report. I think this is very important for Biden because I think this tells us that the job market is gaining strength. And we didn't just have a good jobs number for October. We saw big improvements in the revisions for the two prior months. And it tells us that the job market is actually a lot stronger than we thought. This coincides with the Delta variant is now receding. And other parts of the economy are actually looking pretty good. So I'm willing to call a bottom in Joe Biden's approval rating. I'm calling a bottom right here. He's now down to about 43%. I think he's going to stabilize there and start to inch up. Job market's getting stronger, and the legislative picture, this is, remains very muddy, which is a huge problem for Democrats. But it does look as if Democrats in the House are actually going to pass something imminently, which is that bipartisan infrastructure bill, which everybody may have forgotten about. The Senate has already passed that. All the House has to do is pass it in the same form the Senate did, and it will go straight to Biden's desk. And that will give him a big win, something he desperately needs. And I think his inability to point to something he's actually gotten done during the last 6 months is part of the reason voters just basically said to Democratic candidates in Virginia and New Jersey, we're not that interested in you. You don't seem to be doing all that much for us. So this could be a low point for Biden, and maybe he's got better days ahead.
Rick, so if they do pass the bipartisan bill with, you know, we're being told that the vote could come at 4:30 today Eastern, yep, and he signs that, who's going to remember 6 months from now and reward Democrats as they head toward the midterms? Wouldn't it be forgotten by next year?
It's part of the messaging battle, Adam. So I think Democrats need to learn from what happened to Republicans when they passed a tax cut law at the end of 2017. Republicans thought, oh, voters are just going to love us. We're putting money in their pockets all year long during 2018, leading up to the midterms. And lo and behold, Republicans lost the House convincingly in 2018. So I think anything can still happen in the 2022 midterms. What the Democrats and Biden have done a really poor job of doing so far is messaging, is telling voters what their policies are actually doing for them. Instead, they're just fighting among themselves about how much social welfare spending we should do. I actually think Biden might be better off if the infrastructure bill passed and then Democrats just packed it in and didn't even try to do the big social welfare bill, because that is causing voters some heartburn. They're not sure they like all the social spending or the debt that's going to go with it. But Democrats are going to continue to try to get that done. So if Biden's lucky, he will get a win sometime soon on infrastructure. And then it's on him how he pitches that to voters and sells it to voters for the next 12 months.
And what about the packaging and messaging about the battle royale that we're headed to? We just asked our previous guests in the other segment, the debt ceiling fight. I mean, it's a crazy, you know, we go through the shenanigans every so many years, and we're going through it again at the end of November, beginning of December.
I mean, it's going to be the same pointless, infuriating battle it always has been. It's not, it has nothing to do with the actual debt ceiling. It's about which party thinks it can most damage the other party by bringing this to the point of brinkmanship. The debt ceiling is going to get raised. The United States is not going to default, but it's going to be a giant distraction. And I personally don't care. I don't care which party thinks they gain 2% or lose 2% or makes the other party look a little bit worse. I think they're both responsible for this because they each play the game when it's to their advantage. I think there's a super strong case for just eliminating the debt ceiling altogether, but that would be a sensible move that, guess what, Congress would have to approve, so it's not going to happen.
All right, Rick Newman, thanks as always for jumping on here.
Bye,
and
guys.
Joining us. And again, you can read Rick's column on yahoofinance.com. Rick, have a great weekend.